The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Now let us imagine that we are the adulterous woman caught by the people. We know the penalty for adultery. That is death by stoning. It is a horrible, painful death. We are helpless before the crowd. Being brought to Jesus does not dispel our fear of being stoned to death. We do not know what could happen. So we are trembling in fear before the people and before Jesus. Any moment now, the first stone will be thrown. Now, let us imagine what could have driven the woman to commit adultery. Perhaps she was not happy with her marriage. There could be plenty of reasons of why she was not happy with her marriage. Generally, that is the reason for infidelity, of not being happy with the marriage. Perhaps her husband was away on a journey that would take years for him to come back. Or perhaps her husband was an invalid and could not work anymore, and so it was left to the wife to earn, and that the wife doesn't know of anything else to do but to look for someone who has money. It could happen. It has happened. She committed adultery. She was caught, and now she is on the verge of death. She was caught by the people, and they saw blood. But instead of stoning her right there and then, they brought him to Jesus, thinking that they could hit two birds with one stone. They would stone to death the woman, thereby satisfying their bloodlust, and then discrediting Jesus for the answer that he would give. It was a win-win situation for the people and grim for the adulterous woman and Jesus. Jesus became silent. Then Jesus said the famous words, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." There, the miracle happened. There we could say the responsorial psalm, "The Lord had done great things for us. We are filled with joy." Let us look at what is happening today in our church. What has the church done to the sinners of the world? The church has forgiven them. The church has embraced sinners. Just like the father of the prodigal son who embraced his returning son. The church has protected sinners from being stoned to death by the people. The people are bloodthirsty. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, revenge, pull down, put to death, remove, cast away. And yet, the church does what Jesus did. By doing exactly what Jesus did, the church is reviled by the people. We are good at looking at the sins of others, but not our sins. Just imagine, if you are not happy with your marriage, the things that would go inside your mind of what to do with your unhappy marriage. You all know of stories of what has happened about unhappy marriages. Now, would you condemn the woman for committing adultery? And it is not just about unhappy marriages resulting in adultery. How about abortion because of rape? How about killing because of revenge? How about stealing because of hunger? Prostitution because of poverty? Abusing children because one has been abused also? We also have to understand that the church does not condone all wrongdoings. What is wrong is wrong. But the church is very understanding and forgiving, and that is one thing people do not see. Always remember that the church is not the government. It is not a government. So it does not act like a government. The church acts like a church. The church is the body of Christ. If it is the body of Christ, Jesus, then, if it is the body of Jesus, then it acts like Jesus. How does Jesus act? He said to the woman what he is telling us right now. Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore.